For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay. Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you have any questions for Mike Schaefer, please call or text 402-464-5685. Again, this hour, every week, brought to you by Trek CBD, two Lincoln locations, 84th and Highway 2 and 27th and S. Saw this text from the text line, Sip, regarding you. Matt says, the gorgeous loves. Simple and his infatuation with truck stops is beyond hilarious.
Yeah, well, that loves has the cafe.
Tell us why it's great.
Has a cafe.
I'm trying to think.
Have you seen the cafe?
This is which loves is this again? What town?
York. Right off the interstate.
Like if you were to go south off the interstate.
Yeah, I know exactly. Yep. Gotcha.
Good job, Schaefer. It's a must stop.
You need to like make a rating of truck stops, and you could make a book out of that or a magazine or something like that.
Oh, I've been tempted to go to the truck stop and work in Syracuse. They have a Love's there
drive
now.
Drive a half hour to Syracuse.
Yeah, drive a half hour and make that my work spot.
You get the Hardee's down there too. They got a Hardee's in Syracuse off the highway.
You can stop by my new house on the way if you want.
Is it that way?
Yeah.
I've contemplated that, just saying tricks. I'm going to start working out of that Love's. It's a half hour away, but that's not a...
Are you sure they have Wi-Fi there?
Yeah. Well, of course they do.
You confident?
Yeah, it's a truck stop.
That'd be embarrassing to go there.
I think
there
they have the Hardee's down there.
They have the Hardee's. So you would post up at the Hardee's. Nobody would think anything about it. They would just think I'm a trucker. And I've done it before. I mean, I posted up at Shoemaker's a few times.
We know that.
Yeah, a few times. And nobody, like, if you pull your hat down and just work, they just think you're probably a trucker. In fact, the lady at Subway, I asked her, can I just sit here for the day? And she was so fine with it that she started saying, are you going to be keeping me company tomorrow? I mean,
she actually gave him a Subway hat and an apron.
Can you come back in if you want
before
to?
Before he realized it, he was making a couple sandwiches.
He was an employee.
No.
She swindled you, man.
No.
She got you.
No, they always need help, though. They do.
Have you been to the largest truck stop in the world in Iowa?
Yes. That was pretty impressive. It felt like you were stepping back into the 80s, but it was all right. It was fine.
I'm glad that you have
it. It was a huge parking lot.
It is.
Never lose your infatuation with the truck stops.
I will not. Nice. I will not. You know, people are transitory, so it's sort of interesting. You see all different kind of people coming from other places. And, like, if you go out to Shoemaker's, you know, I mean, you feel like you're out of town. You know, you don't feel like you're in town. There's a degree of anonymity.
Yeah, it's a hard word.
There's a degree of anonymity out there. It's good.
Willow's an animosity. There's a degree of animosity.
I've never detected any animosity.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Even
than
when
anonymity.
I went Christmas shopping, I was literally wandering around for 90 minutes. I never detected any animosity.
Willard says, Sip, next time you're in Syracuse at the Hardee's, I will buy your lunch, coffee, or whatever.
Oh, really?
Willard.
Willard, is he there?
I think he must be a Syracuse guy.
Okay.
Maybe he works. Willard, do you work at that Hardee's or
Maybe
Love's?
Works there,
if you
yeah.
do, then you got a hook up there.
Yeah. Thank
That's
you,
great.
Jake.
All right. Schaefer, I'm curious. Did you see the survey that Trev Alberts and the staff put out?
I'm a season ticket holder.
Okay, so you did see it then.
So I received the email, but I just forwarded it on to my wife, who uses the actual ticket. So, like, her input is more valuable than me, basically writing, please serve more cookies in the press box. I mean, so
that was your insight.
That would have been my one. I asked her to include
more
that.
Sugar cookies.
I don't think she actually did. And so she's going through this survey, and she was doing it when we were out in Colorado. And I couldn't believe how long this
it was. Really
it was.
Long.
It was very involved.
She was sitting there answering stuff, and all of a sudden she'd like ask a question out loud to the table, and I was like, "You're still doing this?"
It's involved.
30-minute
thing.
Yeah,
it's so, very involved.
Did you see any questions on there then?
Yeah, there's a lot about field boxes. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't actually affect the average fan.
I got a question for you.
And then, of course, a lot on alcohol, too.
I got a question for you.
There's a lot of alcohol questions.
I got a question for Schaefer. The survey asks this, Schaefer.
Uh-oh.
What is your attitude towards legalized sports gaming at Memorial Stadium?
I would be high.
I also said high.
Positive.
Yes. Yes, it's not legal right now in
right.
the state.
Right. Well, when sports gambling becomes legal, you can't actually bet on Nebraska in this state. So that in itself would need to change for the university to have a whole lot going on.
I think that's true. Okay. What is your attitude towards alcohol in Memorial Stadium?
So this is from an entirely selfish standpoint. I'm less interested in alcohol being available at Memorial Stadium than, say, Pinnacle Bank Arena or Haymarket Park, where it's already set up that way. Mm-hmm. One of the issues I think that faces Nebraska in its plans to renovate is you don't really have an easy area for people to be able to go and get alcohol. One, you're not even staffing your concessions all the way around. I mean, there's people that didn't have access to things in North Stadium, and I assume it was that way, and it's been that way for a while on South Stadium. So they've really got to kind of like change the look of the stadium to sort of even be able to supply alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not opposed to it on any fundamental level. I just think the ease of it at the other two venues makes that more likely to start with.
Right.
And then, you know, down the line, depending on how renovation goes and what it looks like at South Stadium, because that's kind of the area that I think you really kind of have to focus your renovation on.
South.
For
sure. For sure, South Stadium.
And so, you know, I expect within the next 5 years that alcohol will be available at the stadium. I just don't know how exactly you're going to sell it. And what that looks like, because that's
just got to be cans like the Garth Brooks concert. No,
right.
You don't need drafts. You know,
it's a really difficult thing to wrap your head around how they're going to renovate that stadium.
Yeah, they're going to renovate it though.
They have a classroom in the bottom of South Stadium that money was donated for a computer center there. Like you're going to have to be able to work with that family to abruptly move that classroom if you're going to try to do anything there.
Eight schools currently offer alcohol on game days in the Big Ten. Nebraska would be number
Make
nine.
Make it nine. Yeah. Do you know all eight schools?
I know Iowa just is the most recent. I know Indiana.
Pretty sure Minnesota.
Okay, Minnesota.
I think Michigan State.
I can get this. Keep doing it.
It would surprise me if Wisconsin didn't.
This is for public sale.
Wisconsin, they don't sell alcohol.
Yeah, this
there.
Is public.
I was there.
This is general public sale alcohol.
I don't believe I should know this. I'm pretty sure I couldn't buy a beer at Wisconsin.
Interesting. That surprises me.
I was also surprised. I was expecting to buy a beer there, or, you know, Spotted Cow or
Bud Light. You expected there to be at least four craft breweries inside the stadium.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was. It didn't happen.
Two of them owned by Melvin Gordon.
Right. Right. No, I'm pretty sure. I don't think I'm crazy. I was there in November.
I'm gonna get the name.
I don't believe you can buy alcohol in Wisconsin. If you can, I missed out on that.
I know for sure Minnesota, and I think Michigan State. Sip says Iowa. After that, Purdue probably. And then it gets kind of tough. I don't know about
Illinois. It's going to get easy now because I got the article up.
Sipple's found his work.
Which Big Ten schools sell alcohol at football games? Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, The Ohio State, Purdue, Rutgers, Minnesota.
Seven.
Mm.
Seven. Now, Iowa.
Is
too. Iowa just added this past year.
Eight.
They just added it.
So not Michigan State.
Illinois. Not Michigan State. Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Ohio State, Purdue, Rutgers, Minnesota, Iowa. That's who sells alcohol.
Make it number nine in Lincoln. It'd be fun.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't push things too hard. I'm trying to, you know, I think it's just natural at this point.
This is one of those conversations where I don't have a particularly strong opinion on it.
That's fine. I don't
like if they do it, they do it. If they don't, they don't. I know from selfishly, it's not anything that affects how I go about my day.
It's not. It does not. I don't. Well, I would come down on it, Jake, Mike. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's I don't think it's going to generate enough revenue where you'd say you have to do it. You can make it up in other areas.
All right. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now, 402-464-5685. A chance to win a business box of bagels, two bagels and Joe, and Shut Up Simple. Today, it's kind of we've done this trend for a while when Schaefer's in here for Throwback Thursday. It's always going back to something in the NFL or college sports. Today, it is the 2003 NFL season. I believe it is 02 or 04 recently. Okay. We're going back to 03. So, probably similar names, but not the same names.
Okay.
You know this era. If you think you know the 2003 NFL season, give us a call, 464-5685.
So random.
Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Don't be scared. Give us a call, 402-464-5685. The 2003 NFL season. These questions are not that difficult. These are not ones that
you know,
beat.
Though, Schaefer, very simple. Schaefer understands this. I was paying zero attention to the NFL because what was going on in 03?
Coaching change.
Yeah, hell season.
Fire and hire.
Yeah, hell season. I mean, it was hellacious to cover that year.
We have a line open for you, 464-5685. Schaefer, how do you feel about the 03 NFL season?
I was sitting here just going through my head, and I realized that I would have been a sophomore in high school when this was going
you were
on.
Locked in for sure.
And I'm now going back through and thinking about the playoffs and how things would have been around that time. So I feel like I'm going to be an asset today.
Okay. Well, we got to have a caller first. Don't be scared. This is not that hard.
This is really random.
These names are not difficult. Let's go with that. This should not be difficult trivia today.
Okay.
I think you, Sip, can get your questions right. And I think that Schaefer will get all these questions right. And the caller,
now the lines are jacked.
Yeah, they just need to be prodded on, you know? You got to prod them a little bit. Sometimes you got to prod them.
Well, it could be that there's so many bagels going around Lincoln with all your losses over the years that people are just full.
They're just not hungry.
Their stomachs are just too stuffed. Just all right, Aaron, how do you feel about the 03 NFL season?
I guess we'll find out.
All right,
Aaron, thanks for coming to the rescue.
Yes.
1-2 this week.
Yep. All right, Schaefer, your lifeline for one question for Sip. Use him wisely, Sip. Aaron, first question. What Kansas City Chiefs running back led the NFL in touchdowns with 27 in 2003?
Priest Holmes
is
nice
correct.
Job. So it wasn't Christian Okoye.
That was way before that. It also was not Larry Johnson, who was after that.
Okay.
That'd be what, the 90s of Christian Okoye, Schaefer? Is that
Sorry.
Right?
Sorry.
Yeah. No, okay. Not Christian Okoye. Okay. That's how locked in Sip was in 03. Okay, Sip, let's see how you do this one.
Okay.
This is a favorite school of yours. What wide receiver from Florida State won NFL Rookie of the Year with the Arizona Cardinals in 2003? Five seconds on this one. You want to use Schaefer. A receiver from Florida State won Rookie of the Year with the Arizona Cardinals in 2003. Oh, what's that smile? That smile is weird, Schaefer. Look at that. It's a weird
Schaefer.
Anquan Boldin.
That's what I was going to say.
You should have gone for it. Now you got to be on your own. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn it.
All right, so Schaefer is utilized correctly. Now you're by yourself.
Yeah.
Aaron, for the lead, your last question. The Carolina Panthers lost the 03 Super Bowl to the New England Patriots. Who was the Panthers' head coach?
Oh, boy. Let me think here. Man.
Yeah.
5 seconds.
five.
God, I don't have anything.
No guess? Passing?
Nope.
All right.
I'll pass.
Do you want this one or not? Because if you get this wrong, you go back to 1-0 down. If you get it right, you're up 2-1.
I can see him. I mean,
okay, this to help.
I'm not. I know. The name has escaped me. Go ahead. I'm passing.
Schaefer?
Is it John Fox?
It is John Fox.
Okay, that's not who I had. But
wow,
I didn't figure you did. Yeah.
John Fox.
You probably had George Seifert, didn't you?
No, I had somebody else, but I can't come up.
All right,
with the name.
This is for the win. Schaefer's out. This is just you. Last question, Sip. 1-1 tie. What Cincinnati Bengals quarterback won NFL Comeback Player of the Year in 2003? Aaron's laughing. I don't think that's a confident laugh.
2003.
Yep. Bengals quarterback in 03. I bet Schaefer has this one. I can't help him. You got 5 seconds here.
Jesus, this is difficult. A Bengals quarterback won comeback player of the year?
The team went 8-8, didn't go to the playoffs, but this quarterback had a good year in a comeback season. 5 seconds. Five.
What was their record?
8-8. Not a playoff team. 5. Okay. 4. 3. I'm just going to give you the horn.
Ken Anderson.
Once again, a couple decades late on that
one. Go ahead.
Not Ken Anderson. Aaron, do you want that one or are we going to the tiebreaker?
Let's go for a tiebreaker.
Schaefer?
He's
passing, but you want to? This won't count. What was your guess, Aaron?
He's a black quarterback. I want to say his last name is Blake.
Yeah, it's not Jeff Blake. It's not Jeff Blake.
Love Jeff Blake. Is it John Kitna?
It is John Kitna. I told you you'd go 4-4.
Sean Kitna?
John Kitna, not Sean.
Never would have got that.
For my Detroit Lions.
He did play for the Lions. Yes. Okay, this goes to you, Aaron, and Sip will go over under your answer. Aaron,
come on.
How many receiving touchdowns did Anquan Boldin have in his 14 NFL seasons?
Oh, boy. I'm going to go with 56.
I think I'm getting a win here. Over.
That was terrible.
Over.
The answer, you got to guess, Schaefer. You might as well. You've been on fire.
100, right?
Okay, so 14 seasons. Let's say averaged about 8 touchdowns a year. Yeah. That's 100. Probably a little bit high. So let's say 102.
How about 82? Okay. His highest was 11 off. In the year.
Yeah. Thought it'd be a little
Aaron,
high.
Thanks for calling. We'll get you back on the coffee, but calling down the road.
All right, thanks, guys. All right,
thank you, Schaefer.
82.
Right, thank you, Schaefer.
He only had one season double digits. That was 11 in 2008.
Okay. I was like the place kicker in that win. I just hit a field goal, and that's good enough. That gets me to 500. 47-47. That was important.
And Schaefer helped you get a win.
Yeah, thank you, Schaefer.
I tease it right. I knew you get all four right.
Yeah,
that's your wheelhouse, man. Well, that's your wheelhouse.
So cool. Yeah, John Kitna, man.
That was an impressive get.
Who's the NFL analyst? Boomer Esiason?
Yeah.
Is that way earlier than that?
He was late 80s, I think.
Okay. That was who I was going to guess.
He didn't have that long of a career.
No.
It would have been a hell of a comeback. He would have been like 40.
Yeah, a couple decades.
Although, you know, Tom Brady.
Wasn't Dave Remington working for his foundation
at the early pick of the team?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.